I'd like for you to turn with me our text today, the main anchor scripturally of this sermon. It's found in Philippians chapter 4 and in verse 13. 4:13. The Apostle Paul. He said, well, I'm no apostle, but you are a child of God just as much as the Apostle Paul was and is. And he is because he was raised from the dead, in the sense, spiritually, in his life. God gave him new life. He was the worst of all of the ministers and leaders in the church, and those who walked in the way of the Old Testament. He was a murderer. I could just go on and on. You wouldn't want to be the Apostle Paul, and you wouldn't want to meet up with him on a Sabbath meeting. You wouldn't want that, because he was out to destroy Christianity. Can you imagine that? And even so, God changed his life, and God empowered his life. And he can do the same for you and I. So let's read the words of the Apostle Paul. Notice what he says here. It ought to give hope to me and to all of us. He said, I can do everything. Wow. Now that's kind of bold. Now you have to understand the Apostle Paul. He was a bold kind of man. But the point is, it was not his strength. It was not his boldness. It's not your strength and your boldness. It is God's. It is God's. And he inspires us. He empowers us. In fact, we've entitled this sermon, The Holy Spirit and the Resurrection, because they are connected. They are connected. We are connected to God through the Holy Spirit. And God has resurrection power to raise us up. There used to be a song, and one of the lines in the song said, you raise me up. Now, I can't sing and wouldn't try it. You ought to all go home right now. I want you to stay and listen. But God raises us up. And again, back to our text. I tend to wander a little bit. But here, that Apostle Paul, that evil man, when Christians saw him coming toward them, they didn't say, let's have church. They say, let's get out of here. Because he went everywhere persecuting Christians. Now, Paul, listen to what the scripture says. He says, I can do everything. Wait a minute, Paul, you were out to kill everything and everyone. What changed his life? It was a resurrection. It was a power of the life of Jesus Christ in his life. And he came to see this. I can do everything through him who gives me strength. He didn't put on his t-shirt and begin to flex. I can do everything. No, he knew that Christ was the source of his strength. And he realized that it was through a resurrection. Resurrection simply means the joining of life to a person who's dead. Paul was dead in his sins. And God raised him from the dead. God joined him to Jesus. And he lived. And he went to influence and to bring life to, through the gospel, to many, many others. You've heard the gospel. You've heard the good news of what God has done for us in Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit and the resurrection. The resurrection, this raising in power, is what empowers us. The Holy Spirit empowers us to live like Jesus and to be able to say this word, verse 13, chapter 4. I can do everything. That may sound very bold, bodacious. No. He's even say prideful. No. The Apostle Paul realized as a murderer and every other thing he was nothing without God. But he realized how God worked. Have you discovered how he works? See, God works through human instruments, the power of his life. The power, the resurrected power, not dead strength, but the power that comes through Jesus Christ. And therefore, he said this, again, I can do everything It's through him who gives me strength. And it is through the resurrection power of Jesus Christ that gives us our strength, that we can walk boldly and we can say boldly, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. When we depend on him, we're supercharged. When we depend on ourselves, it's like a balloon going out of air. All right, you say, Pastor, enough of the shenanigans on the side. We got the point, and I hope you got the point, that the Holy Spirit and the resurrection, it takes power to raise somebody up. Just like it takes power if your car is flat, it takes a stronger power to go out there and pump it up. You go out and try to pump up that flat, and you're pumping and pumping, and it's going on 10 hours, and you still haven't gotten it to rise. But there's a power in that pump that is greater than you. And there's power in the name of Jesus Christ that's greater than us, that gives us the strength where we can say, as Paul came to see, I can do all things. I don't have to be afraid of anything. He says, I have been empowered by a power greater than me. I have been empowered by the Holy Spirit. And God sent the Holy Spirit to give the Apostle Paul, you and I, all of us, a power and a strength beyond ourselves, a power and a strength to obey God, to have joy and peace through the resurrection, the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. You have the Holy Spirit through faith living in you, and he empowers you. He empowers all believers to walk in a new way, to have joy and peace and love, the fruit of the Holy Spirit. I want to read you some of the blessings of the Holy Spirit that came through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. I'm looking for this right now. Got it? There it is in Galatians chapter 5 and verse 22. Wasn't I fast on the pickup there? I was able to get it real quick. No, you know how I got that so quick? My beloved wife, Katrina. She says, honey, let me write out for you the fruit of the Holy Spirit. So thank you, baby. Galatians 5 and verse 22. Jesus sent the Holy Spirit for his children, and we are to be led by it. You know, a lot of times I'm led by my feelings. I don't know about you. We're not to be led by our feelings. We're not to be led by our bad thoughts. We are to be led by a being who is God, who is called the Holy Spirit. He is God. It's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Look at the help we have. We have no excuse to live according to our own ways and according to our own thoughts and feelings or according to this world. We've got supernatural power where, in a sense, we can't lose. The resurrection of Jesus Christ shows the many ways that we are blessed in Christ. I'm just pointing out a few. Let me go on quickly, though. Jesus sent the Holy Spirit for us, his children, and we are to be led by the Holy Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is love. Your life will have fruit one way or the other, good fruit or bad fruit. And we're called to bear forth fruit of love. The fruit of the Spirit is love. The fruit of the resurrection power of Jesus Christ is love. It is joy. We talked about that last week, about the joy. The joy of the Lord gives us strength. But once you have tasted and seen the resurrection power of Jesus in our lives, it perks you up. It gives you strength. It gives you hope. You don't have to be sad any longer because you've got a future, and you've got a future that's guaranteed by our living God. And the fruit of that life is love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. You don't have to lay on the ground kicking and screaming when you're 70 years old because you're mad. No, I'm kidding about that because I'm in my 70s, 77, I think it is. And sometimes as an old guy, I get frustrated. I get impatient. And God reminds me, hey, listen, there was a resurrection. And I've called you to have and give you that resurrection power where you can have peace and joy and patience. All the fruit and all the blessings of the resurrection that I gave to my son and to the Holy Spirit can be yours. This is what we have now through the Holy Spirit. We are to model that love and that peace and joy. Even loving our enemies, as we've learned, we have it in us. We don't have to fake it to make it. All we have to do is trust in what Jesus has done and let him live his life in and through us, through the resurrection power of the Holy Spirit. You don't have enough power. You don't have enough strength, but he is our strength. He is our hope, and he's our power. I'm reminded of a singer. And many, many years ago, he and his wife wanted to have children. And they had one child, and they only wanted to have one. And then it apparently discovered the wife was pregnant again, and they weren't ready. And the child that was born was not, the second child was not in good health. And the doctor said, doesn't appear that she's going to make it, this little girl, this sweet, sweet little girl. And then he came to understand that there was nothing too hard for God. That we live with resurrection power through the Holy Spirit. And so he got that encouragement and he began to trust God. And I want you to just hear about his life and his experience. And about the resurrection power. And he came to see that God was able. He thought he was able. He was a big time entertainer, still is. He thought he had the power. Thought he had the ability. And we don't. God has it. And if you don't remember anything else from this sermon, trust God. That's what my wife tells me all the time. She calls me Daddy. She says, Daddy, she'll see me kind of frustrated or whatever. And she'll put her arm around me and she'll say, trust God, Daddy. I say, yes, ma'am. And here this man, he came to see that he needed to trust God. Even though he was big time and still is, he couldn't heal his daughter. This man's name is Smokey. You say, Smokey who? He shouldn't be smoking. Smokey was his name. Smokey
Narfield.
And I want us to listen to a song by him and some words, his words. His words. God is able. So let's play that song and let it sink into your spirit that you come to realize that there's nothing too hard for God. And God is able. He's your father. Listen to him. Let's listen to that song. God is able.
God is able. God is able. God is able, and he won't fail. God is able. God is able. God is able, and he won't fail. Tell me who can make a mountain move out of my way? Who can make a because of my faith? And when the doctor says no, who can still say yes? And when I'm in trouble, who's right there to help me pass every test? God is able. God is able. God. so that the sun can look at me. And who can tell the wind to whistle through the trees? And when I'm in trouble, who's that same God that will come down and rescue me? God is able. God is able. God is able. And he won't fail. No, he won't fail. He won't fail. Don't you dare give up. Don't you dare give in. God won't fail. God is able. God is able. Tell you, God is able, and he won't. No, God won't. He won't fail. God won't. He'll never leave, never forsake. No, he won't fail. He'll be there till the end. God won't fail. He won't fail.
Brothers and sisters, you know, I don't know what you particularly are going through, but everybody's going through something, somehow, some way. But it's the way, and it's the truth, and it's the life by which we will prevail. Trust him. Put your faith in him. He's able. He loves you, and he wants you to experience the best of life. And he is what is best in everything. Trust him. He won't give up on you. Don't give up on him. And even when you feel like you can't go on any longer, realize that God will not allow you to give up. He will remind you of what his son has done for you and I. He gave his only begotten son that whoever believes in him will not perish, would not fail, but have everlasting life. I tell you, I want that everlasting life. There's nothing too big. There's nothing too bad that can stop us in believing in him. Trust him. And even when you don't feel like it, just tell him, Father, I don't feel good today. I don't know if I can make it. And he'll pick you up, and he'll carry you along on eagle's wings. He'll get you there. Just trust him and know that he is able. Amen. Father, we ask that you would bless everyone who has heard this word today. Give all of us the faith to believe and to stand and withstand and to know that you work everything together for the good in our lives. Give us that faith. Sometimes we just don't believe, and we confess that, Lord, but we know that you're there. It's not by our faith or our works. It's by what you've done through Jesus Christ. So thank you, Father, and do bless us. And we bless your name in Jesus' name. Amen. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is Jesus Christ. All honor and glory and power and love from him. Isn't it wonderful that we serve a God who is love? He is love. He is love, and he loves you. He loves all of us. And he wants, and he died for us, that we might receive all that he has for us. I'm going to read from 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and in verse 23. The Apostle Paul writes this, and it's a word to all of us. For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. I think we need to understand that the Lord's Supper is a transference to us of the power and the glory, the forgiveness, the love and the mercy that Jesus Christ earned on the cross. He bled and died. It's interesting that he was betrayed by silver. They betrayed him and had him murdered on a cross. But God took that silver, i.e., a type of Christ. And he took that blood, i.e., a type of Christ, and he transferred that to us. There is no strength in just you eating bread or drinking wine. But God takes what his son has paid for. That's what we sang this song. He is worthy to be the forgiver of our sins. He is worthy to be the one through which we have healing. And we believe by faith that there is this blessing. We say a blessing over a meal. In this instance, we receive a blessing. That's why we partake of the Lord's Supper. Because we are being blessed when we receive what God has done through Jesus Christ and through the Holy Spirit transferred to us. Transferred to us. The power, the blessings, and the goodness that Jesus paid for, and by his blood, we receive. By his blood, we receive righteousness and holiness and goodness. And that's why we don't want to miss the Lord's Supper, because it's not just food and drink we're coming to get. We're coming to receive something through Jesus Christ in the Lord's Supper. And we are empowered by the Spirit of God to take up once again and live this next week, this next day, in the power and the strength of Jesus Christ. Because he's worthy. Do you believe that? Do you believe that it is through his Spirit and his empowering presence that we are made strong? And therefore, by faith, we walk in strength and in victory. Oh, Father, let that be as we eat this bread and drink this wine. Please, please, empower us. Please strengthen us in Jesus' name. Let's partake now of the bread and the wine, and let us listen to the song. Holy Spirit, breath of God. Oh, Holy Spirit, breathe on us.
For your purity, holy.